there's a couple of blokes catching him up. Look, they're weighed down with parcels and stuff, see? He's going to have a decent hog's watch after all. No problem there. Now, can we go? Death's glowing eye sockets took in the scene in minute detail.
It's wrong.
Oh, no. Here we go again.
The O-God hesitated.
What do you mean you can't walk through the door? Said Susan. You walked through the door in the bar.
That was different. I have certain godlike powers in the presence of alcohol. Anyway, we've knocked and she hasn't answered, and whatever happened to Mr. Manners?
Susan shrugged and walked through the cheap woodwork. She knew she probably shouldn't. Every time she did something like this, she used up a certain amount of, well, normal. And sooner or later, she'd forget what doorknobs were for, just like Grandfather. Come to think of it, he'd never found out what doorknobs were for. She opened the door from the inside. The O-God stepped in and looked around. This did not take long. It was not a large room. It had been subdivided from a room that itself hadn't been all that big to start with.
This is where the Tooth Fairy lives, Bilious said.
It's a bit pokey, isn't it? Stuff all over the floor. What are these things hanging from the line?
They are women's clothes, said Susan, rummaging through the paperwork on a small rickety table.
They're not very big, said the O-God, and a bit thin.
Tell me, said Susan without looking up, these memories you arrived here with, they weren't very complicated, were they?
Ah.
He looked over her shoulder as she opened a small red notebook. I've only talked to Violet a few times, she said. I think she delivers the teeth somewhere and gets a percentage of the money. It's not a highly paid line of work.
You know, they say you can earn dollars in your spare time.
But she says really she could earn more money waiting on tables. Ah, this looks right.
What's that?
She said she gets given the names every week.
What, of the children who are going to lose teeth?
Yes, names and addresses, said Susan, flicking through the pages.
That doesn't sound very likely.
Pardon me, but are you the god of hangovers? Oh, look, here's Twyla's tooth last month. She smiled at the neat grey writing. She practically hammered it out because she needed the half dollar.
Do you like children? Said the O-God.
She gave him a look. Not raw, she said. Other people's are okay. Hold on. She flicked some pages back and forth. There's just blank days, she said. Look, the last few days all unticked, no names. But if you go back a week or two, look, they're all properly marked off and the money added up at the bottom of the page, see?
And this can't be right, can it?
There were only 5 names entered on the first unticked night for the previous week. Most children instinctively knew when to push their luck, and only the greedy or dentally improvident called out the Tooth Fairy around Hogswatch.
Read the names, said Susan.
William Whittles, a.k.a. Willie, home, Tosser, school, second floor back bedroom, 68 Kicklebury Street. Sophie Langtree, a.k.a. Daddy's Princess, attic bedroom 5, The Hippo. The Hon Geoffrey Bibbleton, a.k.a. Trouble in Trousers, home, 4 Eyes, school, first floor back, Scroat Manor, Park Lane.
He stopped.
I say, this is a bit intrusive, isn't it?
It's a whole new world, said Susan. You haven't got there yet. Keep going.
Nuhakme Iktar, a.k.a. Little Jewel, Basement, The Laughing Falafel, Clachistan Takeaway and All-Night Grocery, Corner, Soak and Dimwell. Reginald Lillywhite, a.k.a. Banjo, The Park Lane Bully, Have You Seen This Man, The Goose Gate Grabber, The Nap Hill Lurker, Room 17, YMPA.
YMPA?
It's what we generally call the Young Men's Reformed Cultists of the Ikor God Bell Shahamroth Association, said Susan. Does that sound to you like someone who'd expect a visit from a tooth fairy?
No.
Me neither. He sounds like someone who'd expect a visit from the watch. Susan looked around. It really was a crummy room, the sort rented by someone who probably took it, never intending to stay long. The sort where walking across the floor in the middle of the night would be accompanied by the crack of cockroaches in a death flamenco. It was amazing how many people spent their whole lives in places where they never intended to stay. Cheap, narrow bed, crumbling plaster, tiny window. She opened the window and fished around below the ledge and felt satisfied when her questing fingers closed on a piece of string which was attached to an oilcloth bag. She hauled it in.
"What's that?"
said the O-God as she opened it on the table.